But a third reason is that I found another name for this impossible thing, which is anomalous, which may be better. So this is a joint work with Lucas and Fiona and Ashwin, and we have one paper online about this bosonic case. And there are several other papers coming, hopefully shortly. So I'll first give a brief introduction of what are symmetry-enriched topological faces. So this particular word haven't appeared in the conference, but the subject has been talked about over and over again. But just give an overview of what we know of them, especially what are the possible ones in 2D. And then I'll go on to the impossible ones with time-reversal symmetry and unitary symmetry, why they're impossible in 2D, and how they're realized on the surface of three-dimensional system. And finally, I'll summarize some of the rules to identify these impossible ones. No? Why dropped? Okay. So I'm going to be focusing on two-dimensional topological faces, not three and higher dimensional. So let me just keep things simple. So in two dimension, we know that there are, for example, fractional quantum Hall system or Z2 spin liquids. The special thing about these topological faces is that although they're made of bosons and fermions, but the excitations in the system can be anions, that they are fractionalized. And one way to see the fractionalization is because they have fractional statistics. If you braid them, you see some pi over 3 phase factor coming up. And some other features of such topological faces include ground state degeneracy or topological incoming entropy. So they are interesting, and they become more interesting if the system has extra global symmetry. So I'm only talking about a global symmetry in this talk. For example, U1 charge conservation or SO3 rotation symmetry on spins, time reversal, or some unitary Z2 symmetry. With symmetry, the anions can have another fractional feature, that is, they can have fractional quantum numbers associated with them. For example, in quantum Hall system with a filling fraction 1/3, we know that each anionic excitation can have charge 1/3, while the electrons making up the system only have charge 1. Also, for example, in a Z2 spin liquid, we know that we can have spin nonce with spin 1/2. This is although the underlying system doesn't have fractional quantum numbers, the anions can, because the anions, they don't appear alone in the system. They always appear in pairs, in particle and antiparticle. If I have charge 1/3 here, I will have another minus 1/3 here. So totally, the system is fine. Another lesson we have learned about these symmetry-enriched topological faces is that different symmetry-enriched topological faces can come from the same topological order. For example, in this paper by Hong Yao, Fu Liang, and Xiaoliang Qi, and they found that in this in a spin 1 system, if the underlying topological order is the Z2 spin liquid, the spin noun can either be an integer or half integer. So these are some of the wave functions they write down. I won't explain them, but just to point out that they are different symmetry-enriched topological faces, even though they have the same topological order. But the spin nouns can have different representation of the SO3 rotation symmetry. So this is saying that symmetry can introduce more structures on the topological phase diagram. Originally, without symmetry, we have one Z2 spin liquid. But with symmetry, they fractionalize into a bunch of them. And they differ in the way that symmetry acts on the anions. And they're separated by phase transition if symmetry is preserved across the system. So the question is, then what symmetry-enriched topological faces exist? Okay. Well, we already know a lot of things about them. Back in 2002, Chagall has this projective symmetry group classification of symmetry-enriched topological faces based on this pattern construction of wave function. And more recently, there are a lot of papers trying to classify two-dimensional symmetry-enriched topological faces using transcendent theory or group cohomology or tensor category theory, all kinds of approaches.
Can you put a date on the two up here?
on the tour here. Ask Lucas, not me. I'm not the author.
Well, two-thirds of the paper will appear quite soon.
Yes. Fractionalize. So, for example, in some simple cases, we can already classify everything. For example, we have this Z2 gauge theory. And if you have an extra Z2 symmetry and ask how many different ways the symmetry can act on this topological phase. Well, let's first remember what is the Z2 gauge theory. It has a charge E, a flux M, and a bound state F. The charge E is it fills with itself into the trivial and also for the flux and the bound state. And also the charge and flux, they fill into the bound state. And the E and M, they are self bosons, and F is a fermion. And also they have some braiding statistics. Basically, a charge going around the flux will generate a -1 phase factor. OK. So these are the statistics, the braiding and the fusion rules for this Z2 gauge theory. And then now let's look at how the symmetry can, Z2 symmetry can act on the different anion sectors. The symmetries, they can simply assign quantum numbers to different anions. For example, the E can be +/-1, can have quantum number +/-1, or M and F. Well, whether it's +/-1 is not well defined because it's a Z2 symmetry and locally you can have a Z2 charge. But on the other hand, you can also have, sorry, it should be Z2A, Z2B, Z2C. All Z2A. Okay, the second case is that so the E can have a fractional Z2 quantum number being +/i. Well, this is okay because we always have two E's in the system, not a single E. So if you have two E's, then the Z2 symmetry actually is still having a integer, still have +/-1 quantum number in the total system, although locally they look like a +/-1. So you can have +/-1 on E, +/-1 on F, but for the bound state, it should be +/-i because it's a fusion product of E and M. Okay, so the way quantum numbers are assigned should be consistent with this fusion rule. And one more possibility is to say the Z2 symmetry doesn't assign quantum numbers, but instead it exchanges the quasi-particle types. It exchanges E and M. And that's okay because E and M really looks symmetric in this braiding and fusion rule. If you just replace every E with M in whatever I write here, you will get back to the same thing. So that's saying the fusion braiding statistics is invariant under this exchange. So this is allowed. And this example is covered yesterday by Hector. And I guess Mason will talk more extensively about it on Friday. OK. So now we have the first rule, the zeroth rule for what kind of symmetry-enriched topological phases can be realized. First of all, the symmetry action should be consistent with the way that anions fuse and braid with each other. So it should be a symmetry of the tensor category, of the fusion and braiding rules. Well, is this sufficient? And the answer turns out to be no. So we can have examples where the statistics, the fusion and braiding looks totally symmetric under the symmetry transformation, but still the symmetry-enriched topological phases cannot be realized in two dimensions. And so we can have a system that doesn't break the rule zero. It's very innocent looking, but still it can be very dangerous. So this is the actually this is so I give several examples. The first one is the three fermion state with time reversal symmetry and some SO3 level 6 with time reversal symmetry and the chiral semion theory with projective semion. And then I'll show how and that actually all these kind of things can be realized on the 3D surface.
Wait. So what are SO3?
Yeah, I'll explain that. Okay, so let me start with time reversal symmetry. So you probably have heard about this state several times, but let me redo it and from our perspective and to prepare for the later part of the talk. So this three fermion state is the eighth one in Kitaev 16-fold way. It's an abelian state with three anions, with four anions, three non-trivial ones, F1, F2, F3. They're called F1, F2, F3 because they're all fermions. They all have the self-statistics of -1. And each of them, if you take two ones, they fuse into identity. If you take one and two, it fuses into three, and et cetera. So there's the fermions, they braid each other also non-trivially. They see each other with a -1 phase if you braid it around another one. Well, all the statistics are only plus minus ones, so they're all real. It looks quite well on the time reversal symmetry. Time reversal doesn't have to do anything. It takes complex conjugation, which does nothing and doesn't exchange all the anion types. And then the question is it possible to realize it in a 2D system with time reversal symmetry? And the answer is no, because we know that this kind of system must have a chiral edge state. So the Kitaev actually gave a formula for calculating what is the chiral central charge in a bosonic system, in a modular tensor category. And if you actually put the data from the previous slides about braiding and fusion statistics, you will find that the C minus is equal to 4. Mod 8 in this case, definitely not zero. So that is
okay. You restrict the boson model.
Yeah, boson model. Not for me. So it's not possible to do this three fermion state in a 2D system with time reversal. Okay. But actually, this is possible on the surface of a 3D system. And on the surface of a 3D system, we do not need to worry about edge because the surface of a 3D system doesn't have an edge. So we won't see the chiral edge state of the system. So that is not an objection to the realization of a 3D system. And in order to show that this is actually possible, we use this workaround construction, which is very nice because it satisfies all the things we want. We want a 3D model which has topological ordered surface. And now all we need to do is to add symmetry to the model. So there have been very nice introductions to the workaround model, but let me just spend one slide on it. So the way to write down a workaround model is to start from a two-dimensional topological quantum field theory, a 2D PQFT, and then the wave function of the workaround model will be a superposition of all the space-time trajectories, as Fiona just said. And the weight of each configuration will be the expectation value of the Wilson loop operator in the space. So you just think of this three-dimensional space as the 2+1 dimensional space-time for the TQFT, and then calculate the expectation value of the trajectory of the word lines of these anions. So the wave function just looks like this. And the nice thing about the way to write down this wave function is that it automatically encodes all the statistics on the surface of the system. So on the surface of the system, as Fiona actually told you and Junhan also said, that you can actually create deconfined anions on the surface. And so they are end of strings. So if you exchange the anions, it's like changing the configuration of the wave function by adding an extra twist. But you can remove the twist, but then you will get some phase factor. So for the three fermion model, you will get a minus sign because it's a fermion. And so you just change one configuration of the wave function to another configuration, and you get a minus sign. So this is saying that on the surface, if you do this braiding, you can actually see directly from the three-dimensional bulk wave function that they are fermions. Also, if you can do braiding of two anion types, for example, one fermion, another one, and you can change the configuration and get a minus sign in a wave function. So this is saying that two fermions on the surface, they braid with each other in a semionic way. OK, so now we can actually write this workaround model for this three fermion. We can write the model on a three-dimensional cubic lattice where we color these edges using a red, blue, and green corresponding to the three fermions. And so we actually don't need to point split the lattice into trivalent ones.
Is this fermionic model or bosonic model?
Bosonic model. It's a bosonic model. It's a spin model.
But you seem to imply there's a fermionic degree freedom on X.
No. I'm just saying that this is a spin model with four-dimensional spin degrees of freedom, and each dimension in the spin corresponds to the word line of one of the anions. There are no fermions in the model. So the way the wave function and the Hamiltonian is written down is totally in terms of the braiding and fusion statistics of the model. So if you write down the wave function, it will be a bunch of R's and F's in the fusion rule and the Hamiltonian also. And because all the statistics are all real numbers plus minus ones, then automatically this model is time reversal symmetric, with time reversal just doing nothing, taking complex conjugate, but it does nothing to the model. So in this way, we have constructed a bosonic model with time reversal symmetry. And we know from the worker one construction that the bulk is gapped, is topologically trivial because the anion model is modular, and the surface is non-trivial under symmetry, and actually this three-dimensional bulk model is the three-dimensional bosonic topological superconductor, which have appeared several times in different disguise. So one of the special property of this surface state of three-dimensional bosonic topological superconductor is that if you break the time reversal symmetry in opposite ways, you will see a chiral edge with chiral central charge 8. That is half of what we can have in a two-dimensional system without fractionalization. So in two dimension, as Brian told you yesterday, that if you don't want to have fractionalization for the chiral state, the best you can do is to have C equal minus 8, C equal 8. Then you break time reversal symmetry in different way. You have C equal 8 in this way, and you have C equal minus 8 in this way. So the chiral edge between them will be C equal 16. But however, on the surface of this three-dimensional topological superconductor, you can actually create a C equal 8 by breaking time reversal symmetry in different way. And the way we break time reversal is to say, OK, I know the surface state is the three fermion state, and I can couple another layer of three fermion on top of this and get rid of the topological order. And that I can actually do because Kitaev showed that it's a 16-fold way. So if you do 8 plus 8, it's 16. 16 is actually equal to 0. So you can get rid of it. And so this is this is the EA state with a chiral edge mode of 8. But if you want to break time reversal symmetry in the opposite way, which means that you take this three fermion star, you do the time reversal operation on this two-dimensional cover, you put onto the surface, and then you add the two system, and you find it's the trivial state. So between a trivial and EA state, you will have a chiral central charge of 8. And this is consistent with what Ashwin and Santo discussed in their paper.
So can I realize this domain walk by just taking your spin model and then take different boundary conditions on the two sides?
Different boundary conditions?
Yeah, these two should be, it should be like something breaking time reversal on the
surface. Yeah, we need to do this. You need to break time reversal really hard, not like perturbatively. So this is what we do. There's no mass term or whatever to add. You need to do something very strong. And so actually, this is their other appearances in the conference using this E dot B term or the couple layer construction that has been talked about in previous talks.
So, yeah, what do you mean by kind of three fermion with time reversal? So, you mean the edge state just
fermion? Yeah, the bulk, it's a bosonic model with a surface topological state, and the topological state contains three anions. The anions they are self fermions, and they're neutral semions.
But you don't allow to put kind of add a fermionic propagation system.
No. Okay. So we have seen that besides this rule number zero, in order to have a time reversal symmetry enriched topological order in two dimension. We also need this rule number one, that is, the state has to be non-chiral. It must have a chiral central charge zero or have a zero Hall conductance if other symmetries are present. And this is related to some models discussing Centio and also Matthew's talk. Otherwise, this state can only be realized on the 3D surface. So now let me move on to the fermionic cases. Well, the next question is, of course, can we do this in for the fermionic system as well? Because, well, the fermionic topological insulator and superconductor is where everything started, at least in 2 and 3 dimensions. Can we find a surface termination of topological insulator and superconductor such that it's gapped, topologically ordered, and realize some impossible SET phase on the surface of 3 dimension?
So here you're talking about fermionics allowed.
Exactly.
Fermionics. But I have commented the previous model in the sense of the fermionic model is period.
Oh, okay.
Allow to add a fermionic derivation.
Yeah, that's
possible.
Yeah,
it's permitted. Just a connected by 2 of this.
Okay. So, so this is usually when people talk about topological insulators and superconductors, it's in the free fermion languages. So it's very hard to think about what kind of topological order you can have, because you need to add really strong interactions onto the surface and then gap the system out. But can we try to follow the line of thought we already had and possibly find some candidates for this TI and topological superconductor? And so if this is true, if we can find such system, and what properties should they have? Let's first start with the topological superconductor case, where we only have time reversal symmetry. So on the surface of topological superconductor, if it's gapped out by topological order, without breaking time reversal symmetry, of course, then the topological order should contain a local fermion, which breaks trivially with everything because it's a local excitation. Also, we know that on the surface of topological superconductor, if you break time reversal in opposite ways, you get a domain wall with a chiral center charge 1/2. So it's a Majorana chiral edge. So that's what we want. And according to the experience we have from the bosonic case, then we probably want something, we want some topological order that has a chirality of 1/4. Mod 1/2. So any topological order with chirality 1/4 would be highly non-abelian. And then so we searched and actually found something. So this is the SU2 level 6. It's the SU2 level 6 mod, but only keeping the integer part. So there are 4 particles in the theory. There's the trivial particle, spin 1, spin 2, and spin 3. Spin 3 is actually a local fermion. It has a fermionic self-statistics, and it breaks trivially with 1 and 2. Also, the 1 is a self-semion, and 2 is an anti-semion.
So this is the two copies of SO3 gauge doing the such inside the level 6?
Why two copies?
So you have a reversal error.
No,
it's impossible.
Yeah.
Right, and the field theory, you got to run a field theory.
It's just a single copy.
It's chiral, yeah. Actually, in 2Ds, it has chiral central charge. I want this. I want it to be impossible in 2D with time reversal symmetry. Yeah. Although it's chiral, but the statistics can be time reversal symmetric. Because although it's not all real, like in the three fermion case, but you can, if time reversal exchanges 1 and 2, then it does look time also invariant. So what we can do is to work a one model and very complicated work a one model and try to write down the work a one model for this particular two-dimensional topological quantum field theory and see that this Anyang theory is actually realized on the surface of the two-dimensional. Yeah, I will address that. Okay, so this, of course, the work one model is a bosonic model. And what we find is that because the fermion doesn't grade with anything, there will be fermions in the bulk and on the surface. So there will be, but this is a gauge fermion. So in order to actually get rid of the Z2 gauge field, we can bring a real fermion and condense the fermion pair. condense this gauge fermion and the real fermion pair. And then we can get rid of the Z2 gauge field in the bosonic model and realize a real fermion theory. But maybe there's a more direct way to write down fermionic Volkovan model, which we don't know yet. But this is our way of doing it. So the good thing is that because this one, if realizing 2D, it has kerocentric charge 9/4. Now if we break time reversal symmetry, there will be a chiral edge with a C minus 1/2 modular integer on the surface. So this is the signature we're looking for. So this is one possible candidate of the surface of topological superconductor with n being odd. We do not know yet which one it is. It's just we cannot actually. Yeah, it would be very nice if we can compute the topological invariant, find which n it is. But at least
it was
n.
Yeah.
The topological superconductor is classified by z, or maybe z z8 or z16.
But you have a 3D elastic model for
yes.
this. Realization.
The Volkovan model.
No, that's a fermion. This is a fermion.
Oh yeah. We do this condensed fermion thing.
But how do you put the fermion on the lattice model?
Huh?
How do you put the fermion degree of freedom on the lattice?
One way to do this is to put, I think in your paper and Zhenghan and Qiaogang, you put fermions on the vertex. We can do the same thing. Yeah.
So you mean like there is one fermion in the emergent, and then you take it with another physical fermion.
Yeah. That's the more general way to argue this, but we can actually put fermions into the lattice model onto the vertex.
Just take the emergent fermion pair and then.
That's still gauge theory. You need to get rid of the Z2 gauge field in the bosonic model.
Sorry, so what is the free fermion surface for this?
I don't know the free fermion limit of this theory.
No, in this symmetry class, there is a.
Oh, it's a single Majorana cone. Sorry.
Single Majorana cone.
Yeah.
I see. And that's classified by Z according to.
According to free fermion, it's Z, but I think Kidaev says it's Z16 or Z8. Z16, yeah. That's his new result, which hasn't been published yet. But I'm secretly telling you that's his result.
Yeah, so this is
with interaction, okay, so so there are actually simpler things. So let's consider we have another example, which is abelian. So the anion theory is just a fermion together with a chiral semion. You can think of this as a nu equal 1/2 bosonic fractional quantum power, but we forget about the charge part. We just say, okay, the system contains one non-trivial anion, which is a semion. And we put the two theories together, we find a trivial sector, a fermion, and their bound state. Again, this fermion is totally local. It's a local excitation, and there's a semion and the anti-semion, which can exchange on the time reversal symmetry. Of course, this is still not possible in two dimension, but possible in three dimension. Actually, with this model, we can, because it's abelian enough, we can do couple layer. Although the couple layer still looks quite complicated.
So what's the fusion loop? Yeah, I'm confused that because the semion, if we have a pair of semion, it looks like a boson.
Yeah, it's boson.
So how can you get a fermion?
It's a separate, two separate things. One is a fermion, and the other is a chiral semion. So you just put them together. So it's a direct product between the two theories.
Oh, so the fusion will get the
trivial. Yeah, true. Yeah, totally true. It's just the statistics.
What are you doing? I just lost it. I mean, you were trying to find the topological superconductor, the intrinsically topological ordered surface, and this is another guess for the same thing. Or
this is probably n equal to even something.
Okay,
this is not going to be odd.
N equal to even. Yep. This is a guess for the n equal to even intrinsically topological.
Yeah. So we try. So the couple layer construction we have is to start from a Z2 gauge theory like this. It has E and M and F, and then a double semion theory, where we have semion, anti-semion, and boson. and then repeat these layers, and then condense something, really, really full body bosons, and condense them. So the thing connected by the blue and orange lines, they are the bosons that we condense. And we can actually find that the green circles are the things that are left over. So we have something left on the surface, on the top and the bottom surface that's similar to what Sandhu did. But we also have fermions in the bulk. That's good, because we want fermions in the bulk. And so they're bulk fermions. And there's so this one, if you bind these two together, you get a semion. These two you bind together, get an anti-semion. And this one is a fermion. And actually, on the time reversal symmetry, they can change into each other, because in the Z2 gauge theory, E and M can change on the time reversal. And in the double semion theory, semion and anti-semion can change into each other.
Wait, sorry, so S goes to SF?
Yes, SF is the bound state of. Okay, so we actually don't need to use the heavy machinery of worker one, and just show using this couple layer construction that this fermion and semion state is possible on the 3D surface. We have fermions in the bulk. And on the surface, which are local excitations, and also we have, and this is a possible candidate for the surface state of T=-1 fermionic topological superconductors, but with n is even, because the chiral center charge is not something quarter. Okay. So the next step is to move on to topological insulators. So I first should say that we don't think we have the surface state for the free fermion topological insulators in 3D, but we have something. Let me just tell you what we have. Okay. So what? Let's first make some expectations of what we should be looking for in this surface state of topological insulators. Because for topological insulators, there are similar pictures of breaking symmetries in different ways and get edge state. Well, it is known that on the surface of Ti, if you break time reversal symmetry in different ways, you get a chiral central charge 1 and Hall conductance 1 edge state. So does that mean we need to be looking for something with chiral central charge 1/2 and sigma x mod equal to 1/2, probably. Then also we want the theory to contain a fermion, a local fermion, which breaks trivially with everything else and also has charge E, because that's our fermion. And now we have U1 symmetry, we want to require that it has charge E. Moreover, we want the theory to be trivial, that is non-anomalous, to be realizable in 2D if we break either U1 or time reversal symmetry, because Ti is trivial if you break either symmetry. So this is what we're looking for. And we get something we call Tafnian. So actually made a name. Okay, it's a variation of the Pfaffian state. So it's possibly to be time reversal invariant, so that's why it's called Tafnian. So the Pfaffian theory is a composition of the Ising theory and the U1 theory. So the Ising theory has sectors identity, sigma, and fermion. And the U1 theory has 8 charges, and 0 all the way up to 2. So U/4, U/2, etc. And the anions are the ones that not appear here. And actually, this one is the fermion we want. Oh, so sorry. So in the Pfaffian theory, you take the product Ising and U1 level 8, but the statistics does not appear to be time reversal symmetric. So what actually has to be done is to take the Ising star, you take the statistics and complex conjugate it, and then put together with the U1 part. And then you find that almost all the topological spins becomes real But there are some I and minus I's which we will pair up as we did previously. So this one is the electron we want. It breaks trivially with everything, and also it has charge E, and it has a fermionic self-statistics. So to define time loss symmetry, we will exchange these two and these two. Well, this way of acting time loss symmetry is also consistent with the U1 symmetry because it doesn't change the charge on the anions. So we find that this state is very similar to Pfaffian. It has a chirocentric charge 1/2. It has a Hall conductance 1/2. So it looks very promising that this is something we're looking for. And it cannot be possibly realizing a two-dimensional system. But the statistics is quite time-inverse invariant. And we can use we want to use the heavy machinery of worker one again because we don't know how to do couple layer. And then we can show that the fermions appear in the bulk of the three-dimensional worker one model and also on the surface, and because we chose to start with something with C equal 1/2 and sigma xy equal to 1/2, then we will have, if we break time growth, so in opposite ways on the surface, we will get a C of 1, sigma xy of 1. However, it appears to us that the topological order does not become non-anomalous. I shouldn't say it cannot be removed. I should say the topological order doesn't appear to be non-anomalous if we just break U1 symmetry. It seems that even if we only keep time Russell symmetry, the symmetry in which topological order is still anomalous. That is something we're confused about. But
but isn't the superconducting surface of the topological insulator anomalous?
I think not. Actually, if you break U and charge conservation in all of the system, we can talk about that maybe later. Yeah, but if you break U and charge conservation in the bulk, you can remove that Majorana mode.
The problem is, no, you have a surface.
Yeah, I have a surface theory, but it doesn't depend on whether I break U1 in a bulk or not.
But we know that when you break U1 in the bulk weakly, and you have a vortex, the vortex has a minus zero, but I think that's all that's going on. First phase.
I agree that if you break it weakly,
you still retain the minus zero mode, but you can smoothly deform the surface without a bulk phase transition to where you lose that.
Yes, that I agree.
So it's okay.
Yeah. But if you can tell the difference between weakly and strongly, then it's not like a topological invariant or something. Yeah. Two minutes. I think I've gone through. This may be the surface state of some t equal to minus one fermionic topological insulator. It may be a very strongly interacting one, we don't know, but it seems not likely to be the free fermion one. Okay,
do you have a three-dimensional model for this?
The worker one model.
I'm confused. That one is for the bosonic case.
Yeah, we do this trick of condensing fermions.
It's worker one plus three fermion.
No, worker one, and then you bring another fermion and condense the fermion pair and get rid of the Z2 gauge field. I want to talk briefly about this U1 unitary symmetry, but since I don't have time, the question is now, what happens to unitary symmetry? With unitary symmetry and topological order, what kind of symmetry enriched topological faces can we have? Is there a way to tell which ones are possible and which ones are not? And actually, there's one example where it's not. For example, this semion theory, this equal 1/2 bosonic quantum Hall, but with only a semion, we forget about the charge. So if the system has Z2 cross Z2 symmetry, because Z2 cross Z2 can have one projective representation that is carried by the spin 1/2, where sigma x and sigma z actually anti-commute. So we ask, can the semion in the theory be projective representation of spin 1/2? It looks very natural. It's consistent with the fusion rule because two semions fuse into the trivial and two projective representations fuse into a linear representation. There seems to be nothing wrong with this. But actually, it is impossible in two dimensions because with unitary symmetry, there's actually a very strong condition on what kind of symmetry enrichment can happen in two dimensions. Actually, you can do the trick of gauging the theory, gauging the symmetry that has been applied many times in this conference. And by gauging the symmetry, you should get an extended anion theory with the original anion and also the fluxes coming from the symmetry operations in the group. So there is actually a very long mathematical paper, very nice mathematical paper, which worked everything out, although I cannot understand it. but we can do this abstraction calculation for this example, and we found that it actually cannot be realized. And we have some projective, some. Then we want to show that it can be realized on the 3D surface, and then because Fiona already gave a very nice introduction to how you can realize semions on the 3D surface by using this loop in the bulk. Now we can just decorate the loop with Houdin chains. That's the usual trick where you put Houdin chains in such that if you cut the chain open, you see a spin 1/2 at the end of the chain. So, and we know that the end of the chain on the surface is actually a semion. So here we realize the projective semion on the surface of 3D state. And also we have a couple layer, which I don't want to, probably won't have time to talk about it. But so here's the summary. So I hope I have give a partial answer to what kind of symmetry-enriched topological faces can be realized in two dimensions, what kind of can be realized on the surface of three dimensions. The rule number zero is that the symmetry action should be consistent with the anion fusion grading rules. If that is not satisfied, then this theory is not possible whatsoever. You cannot find it anywhere. But if it is yes, then we go to the next step and say, okay, if the symmetry is time reversal, then the state must be non-chiral. Being non-chiral is not sufficient. And there are more conditions following up, but it's a more general framework. But for unitary symmetry, we know what to do. We can gauge the symmetry and see whether the symmetry can be consistently gauged. If yes, then the theory can be realized in 2D. If no, then at least in all the examples we see, the theory can be realized on the 3D surface. That's it. Thank you.